Hi everyone, Luke Moreni for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today what I'd like to talk to you about is what impact are the investor lending declines going to have, or are they already having an impact? Before I get onto that, just a disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as legal or financial advice. Make sure you do get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So back on the topic, what impact is the investor lending declines going to have? What is it already having out in the marketplace? And the reason for this particular podcast is on the back of several articles that have been in the media in the last week or two. I guess on the back of the Royal Commission that happened back in February and on the back of data that's been released into lending amounts and percentage of lending that is actually happening in the market, or the declines that's actually happening in the marketplace right now. So I think we really need to be really aware of some of the information that is coming out and set our strategies and plans moving forward on deciding whether we're going into doing some investing in certain areas, or we're deciding to hold back, or we're looking to other areas to invest outside the thought process. What kind of impact is the tighter lending, or the lack of investor lending, or even owner-occupied lending going to have with our property prices? Do we need to change our strategy? Do we need to move in a different direction? So the first point I'd like to make in this regards is that it is already having an impact. That investor lending declines is already impacting our property prices, especially when it comes to Sydney and Melbourne. Prices are down 10%, approximately 10% in 2018. So we've got to take a really clear, focused eyes on that data that's actually happening. The less chance we are to have that money to lend on property, and the leverage is what we require to actually get into these $600, $800 million, $2 million properties that we see in Sydney and Melbourne. And that's a factor of that tight lending restrictions is bringing a drop in price because there's less frenzied activity out there. There are less people tending to open inspections, less people bidding at auctions. That's resulted in a drop in property prices. So we've got to really take this on board and think about what the data has told us so far. So in 2018, we've had that reduction in prices by around about 10%. Some areas have done better in terms of lower reductions or lower price reductions. Some areas have done worse, where we're probably looking at some individual sales where they're down 15, 20%, maybe even more. So we've just really got to take a close eye on what impact this is going that it's had, the tighter lending restrictions, and it is going to have in future. Because then we've got to just think about where prices are going to go. So that's what's happened so far in 2018. The second point I'd like to make is the potential for another 10% in 2019. And that's an opinion that I have. No one has a crystal ball, so we don't really know what's going to happen. But my opinion has been backed up by SQM Research, which are actually saying that somewhere between 6 and 9% reduction in both Sydney and Melbourne, and that's their estimates for the coming year. And this is really on the back of some of those articles, the Business Insider article especially that I've been reading in recent days, and some other articles that have been raised, and a special mention to a friend of mine, Michael, who has sent me through some of this information and articles, who does share a lot in terms of property information with me on a regular basis, and we do chat about property markets, so it's great to talk to others about that. And I really implore everyone to do the same, whether that's with me or other friends and family members or other people in the property market. You probably want to speak to other people that are involved in property on a regular basis to make sure you're getting an opinion that is more knowledge, more skills, more experience, rather than friends and family that may not do it as much. So I've just got off to a little tangent there, but it's really interesting to see some of those articles coming through, and I want to highlight on some of that information because the total new home loans has fallen by 25% from its 2017 peak. And that's where it's really had its impact. And I guess that on the back of what our opinions are, whether it's myself seeing Sydney and Melbourne maybe dropping 10%. And I think that Melbourne might actually have a bit more of an impact or lower, or steeper declines than Sydney, just because of its ability or more property available in areas around Melbourne. So that might see an impact a little bit. It will depend on population growth and things like that actually happen in the Melbourne property market compared to Sydney. But, you know, seeing others like SQM Research saying that 6 to 9% decreases in the property market is on the back of that, seeing that data come through on investor lending and also new home loans that are being written, a 25% reduction. And that's where that information will then have an impact, a result of lower property prices, less people making themselves available to make a purchase, less competition in the marketplace. And then basically the buyers are in a situation where they can demand the prices that they really want. So that's the focus and that's the background of a lot of that information. We don't see anything else in the marketplace really taking a stronghold at the moment that we can suggest that prices are going to turn around anytime soon. With that tighter lending, I should say, in the marketplace, we are seeing this kind of situation of declines going to continue, or at least we'll have a stabilized market. So it's one of two things. And when you think about wage growth remaining fairly stagnant for quite a period of time now, and not seeing any industry that's really going to be outstanding in the next year or two, and I guess it'd only be something where if mining really takes control and uplift us like it did during the GFC period and China goes really well, but we're not seeing any green shoots there either. So that's, I guess, the concern for that potential 10% decline in the Sydney and Melbourne property markets this coming year on the back of tighter lending. So it comes to point three. It's a good segue into, will there be any lending that loosens up in the near future? Will it be a case that the lenders, the banks that are out there, make it more available or are less restrictive on some of the loans that they're making available to the public? So that, or to small business or to big business as well. So if we are able to see that, maybe we will have a turnaround in property prices. Maybe we will see more people apply for loans. Maybe we will see more investors out there in the marketplace looking to snap up some of these property deals that are available right now. But until we see that, I don't see things turning around anytime soon. And with other information around the economy really being in the forefront of people's minds at the moment and nothing really showing some great strength, and also a lot of people stopping themselves on the back of the elections and the wondering if the Labor government are going to get in and implement things like negative gearing and changes in the capital gains tax. So that's where I guess people are going to flow through in terms of where they're actually going to be at, whether they're going to make a purchase, whether they can lend or not. But it's right now more about people wanting to borrow money, but the being held back by the tight lending restrictions that are put in place. Now, even if what we've got to remember, if Labor do get in, will it be a case of them implementing some of those tax changes straight away? Or will there be another year in government before they put in these measures? The likelihood, because of Sydney and Melbourne property markets coming down and seeing a further reduction, if they get more data like that, of seeing more reduced prices, then I would imagine they would hold that ruling off for another one or two years after that time. And they don't really want to be implementing something like that in a market that is declining, because we might get to a position where we're in a recession. Now, that could be catastrophic in terms of our Australian economy and what's going to happen, but it'll be interesting to see. And that's, I guess, on the back of what people are doing as being a little bit fearful, sitting on the sidelines until the election plays out and we see which government actually gets in. So hopefully that has helped you in thinking about what is some of the data coming out in terms of lending, because that's our big driver for property prices. When people can lend aggressively at 90%, 80, 90, and 95% rates, you will see property prices increase, and especially in areas where there's a confined amount of properties on the market, there's a high demand, then you're going to see property prices and frenzied activity happen, which we saw a lot of between 2012 and 2017 in the Sydney property market. So guys, if you want to discuss anything in regard to this investor lending and the declines that are happening, or in terms of your own property investing, there's always opportunities out there. And we've got clients that may be in a position, or may have been in a position, to borrow and buy in Sydney back 3, 4, 5 years ago. Now they're in a situation where they can't borrow at a property at $1 million, but they're coming back to a property of $400,000 or $500,000, and they're able to buy in the Brisbane property market. And that's where we think there is an idea of cash flow and capital gains in creating wealth for yourself. So if you're in that idea, that framework, perhaps get on the phone with me and discuss what the potential is of starting to invest in property. Thank you for joining. This is Luke Moroney, and my number is 0400-332-377. Call me for any information and have a chat about property. Thanks for joining.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.